From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, July 8th, 2019. Records show Maine's former Republican governor spent all or part of at least 80 days outside the state in 2018. The Portland Press-Herald obtained the former governor's 2018 calendar, along with hundreds of pages of records related to his travel that year using Freedom of Access Act requests. Former Governor Paul LePage did not make his daily schedule public ahead of time, unlike his Democratic predecessor. The records show LePage was in Central Florida, where he and his wife own a home, on at least 39 of those days. LePage took 5 trips to Washington, D.C. to visit Trump administration officials. His last year in office also included a $33,000 trade mission to the Balkan nation of Montenegro. His spokeswoman didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. Oral arguments will be heard tomorrow in a federal lawsuit that seeks to strike down the Affordable Care Act. 18 states led by Texas are challenging the federal health care law. Patty White reports on the consequences in Maine if the ACA were to be overturned.
The lawsuit, first filed in 2018, contends that the Affordable Care Act's requirement that most everyone have insurance coverage, otherwise known as the individual mandate, is unconstitutional. A lower court agreed, but that decision is being appealed by 17 states. Kate Endy of Maine-based Consumers for Affordable Healthcare says the outcome of the case could have a significant impact on thousands of Mainers.
If the court rules that the ACA is more or less unconstitutional, then that means that the roughly 70,000 people who access insurance through the marketplace would be at jeopardy of losing that coverage.
As well as those now covered under Medicaid expansion, says Endy, because federal subsidies and tax credits would no longer be available. But other elements of the ACA have recently been protected in Maine. This year, Governor Mills signed a bill into law that prohibits insurers from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions and requires insurers to cover 10 essential health benefits. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
The federal government's providing funding to Maine to help prevent youth suicide, including in Native American populations. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is awarding more than $700,000 each to Wabanaki Health and Wellness in Bangor and the Maine Department of Health and Human Services. The DHHS money will go for a grant program designed to support early intervention strategies in venues such as schools and juvenile justice systems. And voters whose disabilities prevent them from signing petitions for citizen initiatives could have alternate ways to express their support under a proposed constitutional amendment. Maine voters will consider this constitutional amendment November 5th. Democratic Representative Bruce White says the constitutional requirement that such signatures must be made by the voter themselves poses an obvious problem for people who are quadriplegic or have Parkinson's or lack hands. White says the amendment would give lawmakers the choice to allow alternatives such as self-inking stampers or proxies. In weather today, sunny with highs in the upper 70s in the north, low to mid-80s in the south, turning breezy. In weather tonight, clouds far north and west with a chance of thunderstorms and lows in the 50s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock. I'm Nora Flaherty.